In his State of the Union address last night, the president spoke about confronting Islamic extremism. That often means going after al-Qaeda. One important ally in that fight is Yemen's president, Abd Rabbu Mansour Hadi. But his rule is now being challenged by a rebel group, the Houthi. It is a chaotic scene right now in Yemen, and we spoke earlier with Reuters correspondent Yara Bayoumi in the capital, Sana'a.
This whole thing started back in September when the Houthi fighters came and took over Sana'a. And basically what happened in the last couple of days is it's been like sort of a reinforcement of this takeover. So yes, what they have done is they've surrounded President Hadi's presidential palace. They have also surrounded his home. When I went past President Hadi's home this morning, we first saw that the sentry posts where presidential guard units would normally be were completely empty. And at the entrance of his home, there were a number of Houthi fighters with a military vehicle hanging around. About an hour later, we saw slowly a few presidential guards sort of coming out. But in general, it would be accurate to say that the Houthis are in control of all of the major institutions in the capital.
Well, let me just find out a little bit more about who they are. These are rebels who come from a particular religious and ethnic group, the Houthi. I mean, what exactly do they want? And tell me a little bit more about them.
They're a Shiite group, but they're also of a strand of Shiism that is very close to the Sunni strand of Islam, which is what most of Yemen is. For years, they had been fighting the government up in the north for more autonomy, and they've been doing that for the last decade now. And they fought several wars with the central government. But it's only in the last year that that war has kind of left its confined area in the north and has expanded across the country. And really, in September, when they took over the capital, it really took everyone by surprise. And I spoke to a diplomatic source, and he told me if they were in control at 60 or 70% back in September, they are now 100%.
Well, Yara, we have spoken about on this program recently how important Yemen is in the fight against terrorism and in the fight against al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula, which is in Yemen and active in Yemen. If the Houthi do actually control the country, I mean, what sort of relationship do they have with the West?
Well, they make their relationship pretty clear. If you go around Sana'a, you will see many, many checkpoints that they've set up with their signposts that are very ubiquitous right now in green and red that say death to America, death to Israel. So that gives you an idea of how they feel about the United States, at least. Since they've taken over the capital in Sana'a, they have also expanded their battles in areas in other parts of Yemen, in central Yemen, where they have also been fighting al-Qaeda. You know, yesterday, the Houthi leader, when he spoke, he also spoke of al-Qaeda as a conspiracy that is being imposed on Yemen. So while they're also fighting al-Qaeda on the ground in some parts of Yemen, it's still not really clear what kind of comprehensive strategy they might have to fight this group. But I would also say that this is a criticism that has been levied against the government itself, which at the best of times hasn't also been able to control many parts of the country and has also had a very hard time fighting al-Qaeda here.
All right, we've been speaking to Reuters correspondent Yara Bayoumi, who is in the Yemeni capital, Sana'a, describing a very uncertain situation at this point. Yara, thanks very much.
Thank you very much, David.